we're defining job simulation as is an assessment that presents applicants with a realistic job-related situation and documents their behaviors or responses to help determine their qualifications for the job. So what we've looked at are things like work sample tests, situational judgment tests, assessment centers, and tryout procedures.
Are the applicants warned before they come into this?
Absolutely, yes. Generally, applicants, they go through the application process. They'll turn in their resume. The agency will determine who meets the minimum qualifications for the job. Then they'll call them in for the job simulation and will generally give them some kind of information about what the simulation is going to entail ahead of time. Now, they can't necessarily study for the job simulation, but they'll at least know what they're in for.
And it sounds like this would be create quite a job for federal agencies to write these tests in such a way that they could be approved and be considered fair to shove at people that walk in cold.
Well, that's true. One of the disadvantages that we found in using job simulations is that they do cost a little bit more to develop and implement in terms of resources and expertise. You're going to have people who know what they're doing when it comes to test development in order to develop these. But the advantage is that you're actually putting together a higher quality assessment practice. And that's one of the things that MSPB has really been focusing on in recent years, is trying to help agencies not only get a more timely assessment process, a timely hiring process, but also to improve the quality of the process so they can bring in better applicants and better people to their jobs.
Is there a downside to using a test as people come in, a job simulation?
Again, the main downside is the cost, but in actually implementing the job simulation, they've actually been viewed by applicants very positively, and so that's an upside to it. They look at the simulation and see that it's related to the job, therefore they think it's more fair. Job simulations tend to have lower adverse impact, so they don't impact people by race, gender, national origin status, as some other assessments might. And also, agencies generally have lower degree of exposure to discrimination lawsuits when they use a job simulation, because there's so much prep work that goes into it and there's so much science behind it.
We're talking with Laura Shugru. She's Deputy Director of the Office of Policy and Valuation at the Merit Systems Protection Board. And is there any corporate experience that the board is looking at that we might be able to learn something from, companies that have used this?
There are a number of companies. We predominantly looked at how agencies are using it. There are a number of private sector companies that are using it. But one thing we found is that there are a couple of agencies that are leading in this as well. For instance, we talked to Customs and Border Protection, and they do a very interesting video-based job simulation where they bring the applicant in. The applicant views a video situation that they would find on the job, and then the video stops, and the test administrator says, what would you do in this situation? And then the applicant has to act out what they would do in that particular situation. It's caught on video, and then it's evaluated on that. And so applicants can really get a good taste of what the job is all about, and it's really a good evaluation of what their skills would be.
And are any agencies currently using the tool, and what has there been, what response have they received?
We're finding that not a lot of agencies are using job simulations. About 16 out of the 35 that we surveyed said that they are using them. But there are a number that are using them very successfully. Like I said, the Customs and Border Protection is one that's definitely using them, FAA, IRS, and their experience with them has been very positive. The applicants actually like the simulations. The managers say that they're finding that they're getting better, not only better applicants, but better hires as well. So it's really been a positive experience for those who have used it.
Can you give us an example of a video situation that someone might be? Have you seen any?
The video situations that I've seen are predominantly law enforcement related. So say you have two police officers who come up on a situation where, one I saw was where two citizens were arguing and were about to get into a fight. And what does the police officer do in that situation to try to keep the peace? And then the applicant sees the situation and then they react to it.
And any timeline for deployment of these tests more widely?
Well, again, job simulations are appropriate for some situations, but they're not appropriate for all situations. So what we did with this report was to lay out an assessment strategy that agencies can use to determine if a job simulation is going to be good for them. again, because of the cost, not everybody's going to be able to use them, but we wanted to really educate people about what job simulations are and the advantages that they can bring to an assessment program so that it gives agencies something else to put in their hiring toolkit.